Hello, and welcome to another episode of EPA Uncovered, the official podcast of the EPA Office of Inspector General. I'm your host, Kim Wheeler, and today we are getting details on three scams you need to know about, straight from a federal agent. With me today to break down real-world schemes that fraudsters are using is Acting Special Agent in Charge, George Galladay, from our Office of Investigations.
Thanks for having me, Kim. Glad to be here and help get the word out.
George, let's start with something we're hearing a lot about. Scammers impersonating employees from federal agencies like the Environmental Protection Agency. What's going on here?
Well, scammers impersonating government officials is unfortunately nothing new. The Inspector General community has issued numerous warnings in recent years about criminals misusing federal agencies' names, seals, and employee identities to deceive victims. What is new for us at the EPA OIG is the spike in scams we're seeing that originate on social media platforms.
So instead of dodgy phone calls or phishing emails, fraudsters are now finding people to exploit on the social platforms that most Americans use every day?
Exactly. Today, we issued a series of fraud alerts to call attention to three separate scams we've identified where fraudsters use social media to target victims, then impersonate EPA officials and solicit money or sensitive personal information for fictitious EPA grants or fines.
Wow, three separate scams. Can you talk us through them one by one?
Absolutely. The first is an impersonation scam where a fraudster will use social media or other electronic means to persuade a victim to apply for a fraudulent EPA grant, then request a payment to release the supposed grant funds.
But how do they convince someone who wouldn't ordinarily think of applying for an EPA grant to fall for this?
Well, in one recent instance, a fraudster hacked the social media profile of a victim's friend to communicate with them. Posing as the friend, he gave the victim a phony story about qualifying for an EPA grant, told the victim that he was eligible for the same grant, and urged him to take advantage of the opportunity as well. The fraudster put the victim in touch with an imposter EPA grant official, who then convinced him to send a payment to release the supposed grant funds.
And the victim readily believed that he was applying for a real EPA grant because he learned about it from someone he knew and trusted, someone who was looking out for him.
Exactly. In this case, the fraudster exploited the victim's trust in a friend, but scammers are creative. They will use people's trust not only in people, but also in official logos, faux credentials, even fake websites to create credibility and lower their victim's guard.
The next fraud alert highlights a phishing scheme involving something called a tax-free environmental grant. What is that?
This scam frequently targets seniors, though all social media users should remain vigilant. Scammers send direct messages promoting a tax-free environmental grant, and when a victim expresses interest, they adopt an urgent tone to solicit personal information allegedly required to complete an application and secure swift grant approval. The fraudster then instructs the victim to send gift cards to cover the grant's processing fees. To keep the scheme going, the scammer entices the victim with the prospect of qualifying for a larger grant, prompting additional payments.
So just to be clear, the EPA would never charge an applicant for a grant, right?
Correct. The EPA never charges people or organizations to apply for or to receive grant funding. But moreover, a legitimate government official does not contact people through social media or pressure them to respond immediately.
And scammers use that sense of urgency to override people's skepticism. When someone feels rushed, they stop asking questions, and that's exactly what criminals want.
Absolutely.
Now, the third fraud alert exposes a scheme that is both financially costly and heartbreaking, a romance scam with an environmental twist. Tell us about that.
In these cases, a scammer creates a fake online profile, usually posing as someone in a remote location, and uses it to contact someone who is elderly or who they think will not be tech savvy. Over time, they build a romantic relationship with the victim. And then comes the twist. They say they've been fined by the EPA, usually tied to a made-up environmental disaster. The scammer recruits the victim to act as a mediator between themselves and the supposed EPA. The victim soon receives emails that mimic legitimate EPA correspondence, complete with logos and signature blocks. These emails, increasingly urgent in nature, escalate pressure, threatening imprisonment, for the scammer due to unpaid fines. They coerce the victim into paying substantial amounts, sometimes reaching hundreds of thousands of dollars, to avert the arrest or secure the release of the fraudster with whom they are romantically involved.
So they're playing on emotion and urgency.
Sadly, yes. Victims think they're helping someone they care about, but the fine, the environmental disaster, the entire backstory, it's all a lie.
Well, all three of these scams sound like they could be devastating. How can people protect themselves?
First and foremost, if you receive an unusual contact, even if it appears to be from a friend or family member, you should always verify its authenticity. If someone you know reaches out to you on Facebook or Instagram or email with an offer that involves money or personal information, contact them by some other means like texting or calling to confirm that it was really them who sent the message. And if the person who contacts you claims to be a government official, contact the agency they claim to represent to confirm that their outreach is legitimate.
Are there any other ways to spot these scams?
There are a lot of other telltale signs to look out for. As I said earlier, real government officials will not be direct messaging you on social media to request payment or personal information. They also will not send urgent financial requests designed to prompt quick action, request payment directly to an individual, or direct payment through hard-to-recover methods like wires, gift cards, or cryptocurrency. Another thing to be wary of is clicking on any links in these messages, especially if someone sends the link and directs you to log into an existing financial account.
So if you spot any of these signs, you should stop communicating with the person immediately and take steps to verify who is actually contacting you. What else can you do?
If you think you've been targeted for a financial scam, immediately contact your bank, the social media website where you interacted with the fraudster, and the government agency allegedly represented in the scam. And if you think you've been the victim of a scam involving the EPA, report the incident to the EPA OIG hotline by completing our online form at www.epaoig.gov. or emailing oig.hotline@epa.gov.
Well, George, this has been incredibly helpful. These scams are sophisticated, but understanding how they work is the first step to protecting against them. Thank you for walking us through these new fraud alerts.
Thanks for having me. The more people know, the better the chance they can prevent themselves or someone else from becoming a victim.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. You can help us raise awareness by sharing this podcast and our new fraud alerts on your social media. Find them all at www.epaoig.gov. Until next time.